No, I think we'll do presents in a second.
Oh, you reckon?
First of all, we're going to check in with the photos that Thrasto Squadron...
Good job so far,
...and Black Squadron have sent in. Now, as we said, you guys have been pretty dormant since Christmas, since Adam and I were last on air. So, you know, we're not expecting a kind of response like we used to have in the old days. Things have got to warm up.
Sure, we're not expecting hundreds.
But you've confounded our low expectations by showering us with brilliant pictures. For instance... Where's my favourite? Here's my favourite.
So far, we have been absolutely whelmed.
This is from Rick M. in Reading. Even though the person in the photo...
Is a lady.
She's called Rick, and she's got a huge television. Look at the size of that television.
That is a good-sized screen.
She's got an enormous
there.
Television. She's gathered a lot of her soft toys around her, and they kind of blend in with the crowd who are on the telly at the back. Now, we're going to hold this up to the webcam, so if you're monitoring this... Adam, hold it up.
Oh, yeah, holding it up.
So if you're monitoring this on the internet...
You can't really see that.
Lighting's insufficient. Oh, God.
Here you go, I'm holding...
Do it over there. So that's pretty good. We'll try and get these up on the website. It's no good. We really haven't thought this through. Here, James, we'll have to use the power of words.
It's almost as if we should just concentrate on being on the radio and forget about being on TV as well.
There's one from... Does that say Kay and Rich? Carge and Rich? And she's going into a what looks like a sort of portaloo, a wooden toilet hut... With a roll of toilet paper.
Well, and that's a very different sort of experience from the one that a real festival goer would have.
It's not really
Have
reflective.
You visited a loo other than the BBC labs?
I haven't. I've walked past them.
Oh, my golly. I went into a public one for the punters today.
Did you?
Brother beyond. It is scary in there, boy. I mean, it's really post-apocalyptic what people are having to put up with.
I certainly smelt the stench.
Because, I mean, the stench is overpowering. I mean, you would have
thought... The winky stinky.
The winky stinky and the bottom smells and, oh, it's all happening. Speaking of which, I saw Peter Blake, the legendary artist behind the Sgt. Pepper cover, going, and he was using the BBC labs, which
quite
are
right too.
Far superior. But it made me... It inspired a made-up joke. Would you like to hear it?
I think I saw this made-up joke over your shoulder on your laptop earlier.
What are you doing, peeking at my made-up jokes?
Well, yeah, no, I do want to hear it. Go, go, go.
What does Peter Blake do in the lab?
I don't know.
Poop art.
Yes. We got another photo from Rue and Mum.
Poop art.
What does this say?
Like pop art.
Leslie. In Yorkshire, and they've made a kind of makeshift tent between two chairs, and they've put a hat on their dog. They've got a bottle of rosé, and that looks like maybe some whiskey. And, you know, that's a very good photo
as
well.
That's a great festival.
So keep those coming in. We're asking you to take photos of your, like, front room festival. Pretend
you're
at Glastonbury. We particularly like the ones that kind of use the coverage on the telly as a sort of optical illusion.
Yeah, it's very clever.
To make us think you're there. 64046 is the text number.
Now, we are going to have a bit more music, and after that, exchange some presents. We'll flip a coin to decide who gives who what first.